Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hey, dude, I wonder if Chiefs fans, Jad and I were talking about this during the commercial, I wonder if Chiefs fans know how good they have it. On the heels of that little conversation we had about the Cowboys and not just Mike McCarthy, but Jerry Jones.
I think they do, Shane. I think they do. And my experience with Chiefs fans over the years, and it's always been a great back and forth. I've always enjoyed it. When you go through all of the years and the swings and the misses that they went through, the postseason disappointments or the really bad years where they just couldn't get things going, I think that they do have – maybe there's some nouveau fans that have jumped the bandwagon that are just kind of – that are new to the game. But the dyed-in-the-wool – great fans of the Kansas City Chiefs, of which there are literally tens of thousands or more, I think have a really time-honored appreciation for where they are right now. There should be never a sense of entitlement in the NFL because things can change so quickly.
Well, one thing that the Chiefs organization, and you can say what you want about Carl Peterson, but the one thing that they have done for as long as I've been alive, well, for the last 35 years anyway, dating back to the Schottenheimer years, they've always tried to win, and that's the difference.
Yes.
Jerry Jones... you cannot convince me that he's not more concerned about making money and being famous, because winning is way down the list for him and them. And, of course, he's the owner and GM.
Right.
And, yeah, I don't think you can say that about the Chiefs organization, certainly not within the last 20 years, but even within the last 40.
No.
Carl Peterson got maligned for just wanting – for never wanting to rebuild and just wanting to be good enough to be relevant. And I don't know if I fully
– yeah.
By that, but I can understand the argument for Chiefs fans that were frustrated that we never totally stripped this thing down and built from the ground up, because Carl Peterson wanted 75,000 people in the stands every game, and that's what he
sure
had
he
for
did.
A long time.
Of course.
And that's what everybody wants. But to go along with that, you can't be snowing your fan base into, you know, making them think, well, we're trying to win a Super Bowl. No. Are you really, though?
Yeah,
are you?
No.
You know?
And yeah, but they've been there now for the last three, four, I mean, really vividly the last 3 or 4 years. And you can make the argument, and I would listen to it because I tend to agree with it, that they're the best team in football for at least the last 2 years. If you don't get an offside penalty, you're at least in the Super Bowl 2 years ago with probably a pretty good chance to win it. The Chiefs are at the height of their powers right now,
and they have
everything going
and absolutely going for it. Like, they're the defending champions, and they want Le'Veon Bell's whatever's left in his tank. They're
right.
Like, yeah, bring him on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's see if he can help us. You know,
sure.
That's the epitome of showing your fan base that, hell yeah, I'm not going to leave any stone unturned. If he might help us win another game, we'll sign his
ass. Well, they don't have to pay hardly anything. It's basically veteran minimum for them. I mean, the Jets are basically doing all of the financial lifting. It's a win-win for the Chiefs.
But you would understand.
It basically doesn't cost you anything.
But you'd also understand if they stood pat and say, nah, we're good. We don't, you know, we don't necessarily need a malcontent coming in here. But, I mean, I think Brett Veach and the powers that be are comfortable enough with that locker room that it's strong and it's unfracturable. And if somebody tries to do it, we'll get them out of there. And we'll at least say we tried.
Well, they're looking for fits, too.
Uh-huh.
I mean, look, they have all the mortar. They've got the brick and the mortar. So they're looking for pieces now. They're looking for places where they can add depth in a position that makes them even more dynamic, potentially. And that's what at least the possibility of bringing on in a Le'Veon Bell can provide. Now, we'll have to wait and see how it plays out and how they use him. But I'll be honest with you, I will give Andy Reid a hell of a lot more than the benefit of the doubt when it comes to using someone like Le'Veon Bell the right way. Did a pretty good job with Shady McCoy for a while, didn't he?
And they got rid of Carlos Hyde in the process, and where's he?
Exactly.
He's on about his third team since then, I think. He's in Seattle kind of being hurt. But anyway, okay, let's
The Chiefs are right now about as good as you can get anywhere in the NFL from a standpoint of guys at the top that get it, players that understand it, and that give of themselves to make each other better, talent, game plan, the whole nine yards. The Chiefs have virtually everything going the right way right now. And that is why you win Super Bowls.
That's an intoxicating feeling, I bet, for Chiefs Kingdom. That they
sure
are
as hell
on,
is.
On top
Should
of the
be.
World and trying to get better and run this back maybe even better than last year. Okay,
no question.
We'll get to the Twitter question at 10:25, shall we? Cindio HROs who are leveraging here, but we'll plug them at 10:25. It's a sports on TV question. Brian Haney coming up next. We'll check in on his health, how being at home instead of Morgantown treated him. I'm sure not well. His thoughts on Silvio, Puka, Sunflower Showdown. How's Les Miles doing? All kinds of kind of off the field, not the court question, unfortunately. Yeah. Get his perspective on all that. Play-by-play voice of the Jayhawks will join us when we come back, as he does every Monday at 10, or every Wednesday at 10 o'clock.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.